Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
God wants to raise people who have capacity for humility, not capacity for pride. God wants people who have a handle on their anger, because love does not fly off the handle. Most of the wrong habits that we picked from home. God wants to raise people who will be mature in their public leadership and in their public service. We're discussing today on marital love. Let's read from John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. We may not usually apply this scripture to marriage, but we are doing that today. John 13, verses 34 to 35. Let's go. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By these all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Why are we discussing love with respect to marriage? We began our discussions this month on the fact that marriage was God's idea, and that God had the purpose at the back of his mind for marriage, and that it is when we find alignment with God's purposes that the resources of heaven, the resources of God, are released, unleashed to aid us to achieve our objectives. Within the context of God's purposes, we are unstoppable. Good. Now, what is built on God's purpose must be built by God's methods. What is built on God's purpose or purposes must be built by God's methods. Remember Psalm 103, verse 7, he made known his ways unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So God has his ways, he has his means. He said, as high as the heaven is from the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. So for us as Christians, since we are pursuing the higher purposes of God, I believe that we should engage the higher ways of God when it comes to building our marriages. So talking about God's ways, they asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? He said, it's love. Loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. On these two, he said, hang all the law and the prophets. It's walking in love. So, I believe, you know, that although marital issues can be complicated, it is Satan that amplifies the complexities. Once Christ is introduced into the equation, simplicity comes in. You remember 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3, where Paul the apostle said, I fear lest as Satan beguiled Eve, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan deceived Eve by his craftiness. I don't want you to be taken away from the simplicity that is in Christ. So, if it's Christ, it will be simple. Resolving it will be simple. Listen, it does not mean that it is easy. It just means that God handles the complexity on our behalf and just gives us simple instructions to obey. When I buy an electronic product, wisdom tells me that there was complex thinking involved in the creation of the product. But a manual will always come with a product that will show me where the power button is, and I can get the whole thing activated by pressing the button. Creating it was not that easy, but activating it is easy. I believe that the process for making the grace of God available to us was not easy. We read it in the Bible, that Jesus went to the cross, that he paid the ultimate price for our sins. That was complex. That was painful. But for us, all we're expected to do is to believe, to accept it as our reality. And God's grace is unleashed on our lives. And everything that Christ secured through his death and his resurrection is credited into our accounts. Amazing. I'm dealing with marital issues. And I said, there is the tendency for complications. Complications when you deal with marital issues. This person said this, this person said that, he did this, she did that. And with time, some of those things accumulate. When you involve in-laws and you involve friends, then it gets even more complex to various dimensions. But remember, it is Satan that introduces complexity. When it is God, it will be simple. I'm explaining that because someone would say, oh, is that all you think there is to marriage? Love? Of course. I loved him before. I loved her before. It's more complex than that. Well, let's check God's word and see. Christ's solutions will always come in simplicity. Christ's solutions will always come in simplicity. I am praying that today, that situation that seems to be so complex and seemingly impossible for someone, the wisdom and the power of God will resolve it in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's the passage of scripture that we call the love chapter of the Bible. And I'd just like for us to read it, especially from the Message Bible. I want to read it from the Message Bible. And then pick some thoughts here and there. When the complications show up in marriage, there's the tendency for us to forget what the Bible says or to justify our not doing what the Word says. So for someone today, this is just a reminder.
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Ephesians 5:31. Marriage, an institution established by God for us all. Discover more in this exciting series with Pastor Sam. In this life-changing series, you will discover God's plan and purpose for marital success. How to develop effective communication in marriage. Change yourself, change your marriage. Building your family unit on God's promises and more. To get this series, call the number on your screen right now or visit samidema.net. For a love gift of any amount this month, we will send you a copy of this series when you call 1-866-608-7782 today or visit samidema.net. Also, for this month, we will send you the Why Marry series, Extraordinary Sex series, and the Marriage series for a love gift of $75 or more. So call today 1-866-608-7782 or go to samidema.net and begin your journey to marital success today.
My wife said someone asked her once, oh my God, Pastor is so humorous. I can just imagine what it's like at home. He cracks jokes all the time, doesn't he? He said, oh, ask him. Ask him. When she told me, I said, oh my God, I wish you knew. I wish you knew that it takes the Holy Spirit for me to talk like that. And that by the time I get home, I just feel like, you know what, if all that someone was supposed to say in a day was quantified, I have exhausted my quota for the day in church, so I don't feel like talking to anybody. It's a different thing. So Paul here is describing his public ministry, describing the things he does that people see. He says, but it is absolutely possible for you to do all those things. You can be very active in church. You can head a unit. Oh yeah? You can be a leader. You can even be a preacher and yet not have capacity to love. But when it comes to marriage, love is a critical factor. We remember Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives. There is emphasis there, essentially because a man has the capacity to compartmentalize his life. That's not easy for a woman. Everything is integrated. Okay? How she feels about one aspect of her life influences other aspects of her life. But for a man can compartmentalize. He can be feeling great about his job and be feeling sad about his marriage, and he can still cope with it. Okay? Because he can separate the two. So there's emphasis for the man there on the emotional part of his life. But candidly, all of us are supposed to love one another. So Paul the Apostle says, if I do everything right in public and I don't have capacity for love, something is still seriously missing in my life as a Christian. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 3, if I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. What's a marriage without love? Love between the husband and the wife. Love between parents and their children. Verse 4. The characteristics of the God kind of love. Love never gives up. Whoa. The God kind of love is optimistic. The God kind of love believes people are going to change for the better. Things are going to change for the better. Love doesn't give up. Well, God is love. And it's just so assuring to know that God will never give up on you. If God won't give up on you, don't give up on your husband. Don't give up on your wife. Don't give up on your child. Don't give up on your parent. Love never gives up. And then it says, love cares more for others than for self. Whoa. Oh my God. These are powerful, powerful principles to run a marriage on. Love cares more for others than for self. I am always, always careful to not misrepresent marriage to people who are not married yet. Because a lot of the time, our focus is on what to get from the marriage. You have two needy people coming into the marriage, having expectations that the other person can never meet. The disappointments begin from the first night of the marriage. Disappointments. I think, you know, and I had someone say this, and I found it so challenging. I wish I had that before I got married. That when he prayed for a wife, he said to the Lord, please give me someone who needs help. Someone that needs help. It's amazing. That's a mature Christian prayer. I want someone that I can add value to. That's amazing. Most people who go into marriage don't go that way. So when we get in there, the disappointments are guaranteed. A lot of the time when I listen to married couples, you know, who have issues, what are the complaints? She doesn't do this for me. She doesn't do that for me. She doesn't do this for me. Because that was the expectation. He doesn't do this for me. He doesn't do that for me. And you know, someone was asked, why do you want a wife? He said, I need someone to cook for me. I need someone to wash my clothes. And I need someone to make me happy. So someone said, fine, you don't need a wife. For the cooking, you need a chef. For the washing of clothes, you need a washing machine. To entertain you, the person said, go buy a TV set. Lord, give me someone that I can help, someone who needs help. So he says here, selfishness is going to kill a marriage. If there is love in the marriage, we care more for the other person than we do for ourselves.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
Wow. On this solid foundation of two people who, yes, have needs. Yes, you know, teach each other how to love each other. I mean, they say we have love languages. I like gifts. When you give me gifts, I sense your love that way. There's a need to teach the person in order to help the person. But love will not make us to make undue demands, standards that are impossible to meet on one another. It is good to know before you get married that the person you are getting married to is imperfect. And we need to ask God to help us to go beyond ourselves to love the other person. When we have this solid foundation, other dimensions and expressions of love can come on the foundation. What do I mean? Filial love, the love between friends, can be built on that foundation. You think about it. You call someone your friend, and every time you see the person criticizes you, that friendship will not last. What are the components that make friendship to work? Those are the foundations that we discussed. And we need to be friends of one another. We need to be our best friends, our most reliable friends. And then on that solid foundation, we can build romantic love. My challenge sometimes is we focus a lot on the romantic one. We don't tie in these solid foundations of love. And then we find out that the romantic one can only go so far. So when we have to deal with serious issues or challenges, the foundation is not there. Listen, when you have the solid foundation of love there, there's got to be romantic love. Yes, in marriage, that's absolutely necessary. Other kinds of love you can share with everyone. Those basic foundations that we laid, that's the kind of a love you should have with other Christians, have with your friends, with your boss. But the romantic one, you shouldn't have with everyone. Only one person. And there's an interesting verse of scripture that describes romantic love. I like it. Genesis 26 and verse 8. Genesis 26 and verse 8. Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window. This was Isaac. And saw, and there was Isaac, showing endearment to Rebecca, his wife. I like this. You know, this is very spiritual. You know, he was showing endearment, but you still get the sense. When you read the whole story, Isaac had lied to the king that Rebecca was his sister because she was so beautiful. He thought they could kill him because of her. But one day the king was looking through the window, and there was a way he was behaving around his wife that made the king very suspicious. Let me read it from the Message Bible. One day after they had been there quite a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac fondling his wife Rebecca. Ah, this is more than sister. But this is it. Within the context of marriage, we have the opportunity of showing love, romantic love. And in fact, when you read the Amplified Version, it says that he was caressing his wife. That's permitted. That's allowed. It's an opportunity to make emotional investment in the other person. I want to sincerely believe that a Christian marriage should be the definition of love, and that when a man and a woman love each other at those various levels, the children pick the cue, because the love flows over onto the children. Remember, God's purpose for marriage is so that he can raise godly offspring. God wants more people on this planet who have the capacity to love, the capacity to give, the capacity to forgive, the capacity to overlook other people's faults. God wants to raise people who have capacity for humility, not capacity for pride. God wants people who have a handle on their anger, because love does not fly off the handle. Most of the wrong habits that we picked from home. God wants to raise people who will be mature in their public leadership and in their public service. I am trusting God in the name of Jesus Christ, because in our human ability, we do not have the capacity for this kind of love. I'm praying that according to the Bible in Romans 5:5, since the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, I pray for a fresh release of the capacity for love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that today is a day of healing. Healing from hurts, healing from pain, healing from disappointments, healing from rejection. In the name of Jesus. It's amazing that although God designed for us to learn to love in the family, many of us learned to hate because we were hated. We learned to rejection from home. But Joseph experienced rejection and betrayal from his family, but he didn't carry it to give to other people. Why? He knew God. So there was an intervention somewhere. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the person here who all you've known from your family has been hatred, it has been strife and division and schism. And today I prophesy, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people don't understand what's going on. They don't understand why they're having problems in their marriage. But today I prophesy by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Christ from dead, every negative pattern is destroyed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So I pray in Jesus' name that the capacity to see people through God's eyes, to see your husband, to see your wife, will flow through you in the name of Jesus Christ. Love is the fruit of the Spirit. Kindness, gentleness, humility, fruit of the Spirit, peace, long-suffering, the capacity to bear with other people, all fruit of the Spirit, I prophesy. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit rests on you to give you capacity for kindness, capacity for focus on other people. And so today in Jesus' name, I prophesy the fulfillment of marital destinies. Someone, in the name of Jesus, the scales are falling. The blindness is removed. I prophesy the season of recognition of your husband, recognition of your wife has arrived. Your marital destiny will find expression in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that home where something is going wrong with the child already. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare the curse is broken. The curse is broken. The patterns are broken. In the name of Jesus, your child is redeemed. And I prophesy by the word of God, your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace, and they will bring you peace. In Jesus' mighty name.
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Ephesians 5:31. Marriage, an institution established by God for us all. Discover more in this exciting series with Pastor Sam. In this life-changing series, you will discover God's plan and purpose for marital success, how to develop effective communication in marriage, change yourself, change your marriage, building your family unit on God's promises, and more. To get this series, call the number on your screen right now or visit samidema.net. For a love gift of any amount this month, we will send you a copy of this series when you call 1-866-608-7782 today or visit samidema.net. Also, for this month, we will send you the Why Marry series, Extraordinary Sex series, and the Marriage series for a love gift of $75 or more. So call today 1-866-608-7782 or go to samidema.net and begin your journey to marital success today.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.